This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, you missed the full audio of the police officer in Saratoga, New York, the sheriff's deputy who has apparently slapped a young man. You can't actually see the slap occur on the video, but you can hear it. And the officer, I'll just give you the highlight of what he had to say during the encounter.
Rip your effing head off, down your neck.
Give me your name.
Yes, he will rip your effing head off and then S down your neck because you've refused to consent to a search. Now, when a police officer does ask you to search your vehicle, sometimes they'll say it in a way that doesn't really sound like they're asking. Especially if they're littering their terminology with words like the F-bomb and the S-bomb.
Which this guy, you know, so much we had to bleep everything out he said practically.
He must have said the F-word 10 times in a one-minute time frame in this video. So when they're saying things to you at the side of the road, one of the things that they might commonly say is, I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. And when they're saying it with their hand on their gun and when they intersplice the F-bomb in there, it can sound like a pretty threatening thing. But even on its own, without the F-bomb, I'm going to have to ask if I can search your car, or I'm going to have to ask to search your car. Just to make it even shorter and more impactful, I'm going to have to ask to search your car.
I'm going to have to ask to search your car now.
That's right. He's claiming he has to ask because he has no probable cause. That's what the statement actually means. It means, I don't really have a reason to search your car. I have no probable cause. There's no evidence that I have that I can use to legally search your car now, sir. May I please search? Because I would really like to find something to arrest you on. So if you will just allow me to search your car, that would increase the odds that I will be able to find something. Because I don't have anything right now. I really don't have anything to go on. So that's why I'm asking you, sir, please. Please, will you let me search your car so I can find something, hopefully, with which to arrest you and charge you criminally? That's what he's saying in that very short, I'm going to have to ask to search your car.
You know, I don't understand.
That's what that means.
There are countries where they can't even ask. I don't understand why we let them ask.
What do you mean they can't ask in some countries? Really?
As I understand, there are some countries in Europe where they're not allowed to search. They're not even allowed to ask you to search you.
Wow, I'd love to learn more about that. That's fascinating.
If they're going to search, they need the probable cause. And if they don't have the probable cause, they're not allowed to ask.
That's amazing. Wow, that would be great. Nothing prohibits.
I mean, do American citizens walk up to U.S. police officers, police officers in the United States, and say, I'm going to have to ask to search you now?
That would be a fun video to make. In fact, I would love to see someone do that. But yeah, you could totally do that.
It appears as though you're walking around armed and belligerent. I'm going to have to ask to search you now.
There was that one video of the guy who approaches a cop in a car and basically, you know, uses the tactics that the police use on people against the cop. It was actually pretty entertaining. I don't remember the details on it, but somebody has essentially done what you're talking about. But that would be an entertaining video. Unfortunately, you know, in New Hampshire and in a couple of other states, there's like a handful of states which have this two-party consent rule, meaning that you can't just walk around recording people in public generally, or you might face some wiretapping charges. So in the case in New York, I think there are one-party consent states, so therefore the man who is recording this encounter where this lovely police officer slaps the young man couldn't be charged with wiretapping, and ultimately the cop was, you know, caught red-handed in this case. And by the way, he's unapologetic. For those of you just tuning in, the officer said he would behave in the same way in the future as long as he didn't think he was being recorded. He just comes right out and admits that. So, but it still would be instructive to take a video camera just out in the open and walk around and find police officers on the streets or in their cruisers and then use that line on them. It would be very interesting to see what their response was.
I don't think it's going to go well for you.
Yeah, depending on where you... In Keene, New Hampshire, we could probably get away with it no problem, but in a lot of other places...
The expectation is that you guys are going to be jerks already. So they when they have to deal with this in other places where they're not expecting that. When you take somebody way out of their comfort zone, because this is real disrespect, to say, I'm going to have to search your car now, is a very disrespectful thing to do to somebody, especially if you've ever had your car searched by a law enforcement officer. Usually what they do is they throw crap around and let you clean it up.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is it's a high form of disrespect to ask this. And police officers are not used to experiencing this form of disrespect.
Wait, police? Oh, you mean in return? I gotcha.
Right? They wouldn't want to. No. You will not be doing that to me.
Yeah. If you've got,
do you not know to whom you speak?
Yeah, it's one thing to do it in Little Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and we've had now probably almost a decade of recording the police on a regular basis here. They're well, you know, acclimated to being on camera. If you're up against the cop that's acting like this, though, you probably want to tread carefully. I mean, somebody who's going to say something like that to you, whether or not they know they're on video, is a very dangerous character, and, yeah, you don't want to run into that guy.
I think the badge cam, the Avon, going down that road is a waste of time, though.
Okay.
Because...
advocating the police have cameras on them?
Right, on their bodies.
Why?
Because they'll, just like they do, just like you were already suggesting in this very show, they will find a way to shed themselves of that evidence somehow. They will claim that, you know, when they're making up their story after the fact, and they are the only ones with access to that footage, if it's damning, then they'll simply get rid of it.
Oh, there's an argument.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you on that, but I do stipulate most times when I talk about the badge cam thing is that it should be uploaded immediately to the internet through their cell phones. I mean, right now you have programs like Bambuser where your cell phone can stream video live to the internet. And
the problem is battery. The problem is cell phone batteries. I mean, I don't know if you've ever, you know, if you got a smartphone, you usually can't get through a whole day of using that thing. It's going to go dead on you. And if it's recording video and transmitting that video, that cop's going to have to be changing out batteries or constantly charging as he's driving around. That's a real there's a technological barrier to that happening right now. Now, in the future,
Tesla will take care of it. But right now,
Tesla?
We can... Tesla?
The Tesla coil?
Elon Musk?
Oh.
They're creating better battery technology as we speak.
Right. No, I believe that in the future you'll be able to get through a whole day no problem.
You just make the bulletproof vest out of a giant battery.
A battery, yeah.
Mark, I think that I have no doubt that you could design a great policy that really worked well, except I don't think that they would honor it.
Yeah,
because,
I agree.
Because they're not honorable people.
At the very least, we'd be able to see what it looked like when they didn't honor it. And the thing is when I think about private security, that's working for me to protect me and that sort of thing, I want that video too. If something goes down, I want to see what happened. I want to see what, you know, how these people reacted. These are important jobs. We're asking a lot of people that protect us and police, sheriffs, security guards. These people, we're asking a great deal from them. And they get paid commensurately for it. We want the best people who make the best decisions right there doing these jobs.
Oh, so Johnny Ray, I get where you're coming from, and there's a lot of evidence that, you know, backs up what you're saying.
I think in the end it would simply the great effect. I think in the end all it would do is represent a windfall for some for various and sundry camera manufacturers and camera retailers.
It certainly
they would get a bunch of money, and we would get precious little new information.
I don't know, Johnny Ray,
on the doings of the police.
You look at the early tests of these technologies in departments. There have been a few of them now. And they show, there was Rialto, California, and there have been others from what I understand, but they show that the use of force reports by both officers and individuals who, you know, are dealing with the officers goes down dramatically when the police have cameras on their bodies. So maybe there would be certain circumstances where, oops, the video disappeared. Shucks, we didn't. Oh, our cameras malfunctioned while that man's head got smashed off the pavement, and we claim it wasn't us. You know, that will happen. I don't doubt that that will happen. It certainly has happened with the dash cams, where dash cam footage mysteriously just didn't get recorded of some sort of crazy situation. But the fact is the numbers of reports go down. I mean, the violence, the use of force reports goes down on both sides. So that shows to me that there is an effect and that it is a positive one.
Well, my goal is not necessarily for violence to go down. My goal is for people to... My goal is for the people and the police to realize that you're not entitled to my money without me contracting with you voluntarily.
Sure, but and in the meantime, if you can stop some cop from bouncing someone's head off a curb because the cop's wearing a camera, I think that's worth pursuing. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on police cameras. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. You can comment on police cameras. Johnny Ray says that it's a waste of time. They're just going to erase the footage. It's any damning footage that they happen to capture with these cameras. So why bother spending any effort politically to try to institute cameras on every single officer, as Mark was suggesting should be done? I'm on Mark's side on this one, but you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is available to you. It is lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then once you're approved, it'll be easy for you to reach out and get on the air via Skype, and you'll sound a lot better than the average phone call. So check us out at Skype username, lrn.fm.
Is what's going on in the Middle East an ISIS crisis or just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. Antiwar.com's staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to Antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
So, Johnny Ray, even though I agree with your presumption that the police are going to mysteriously lose certain damning footage from their badge cameras that Mark is advocating that they have on every officer, going from in some cases, some departments have the cameras that are mounted in their vehicles. Those aren't as effective as the badge camera, I think, is getting an actual conversation between people, that kind of thing. There's a chance they could lose the footage, but there's also a good chance, that they won't lose all the footage. Like, every now and then, if they lose some of the footage, it certainly makes them look bad, right? Like, they're supposed to have these cameras, and then there's this allegation that a cop curb stomps a guy, and what do you know, the camera was malfunctioning during that time. That doesn't make the cops look good when that happens. And they wouldn't be able to get away with it 100% of the time doing that. So that's why I think that what you're seeing is when they test these systems out, the use of force complaints against officers and by officers, because the officers will file reports as well if they, for instance, were attacked by somebody that they were trying to question, or if the person they're talking to tells a lie about what the officer did, if the person claims the officer hit them, and the officer didn't hit them, then that person may file a false report against the officer, and the camera would reveal that that was a false report. So the police, in a lot of cases, support having these cameras going too. And certainly, if they're going to shut down the cameras when something happens that the officer does, but only keep them running when it's something that the people that the officers are talking to does, that will also look bad for them as well. So I think it's worth the effort to put into, especially if the police, if the police are in favor of it, why not add the camera in? Why not have the extra camera there? You shouldn't count on it working, which is why you need to have your own camera. You need to have your own dash cam at the very minimum, and also add to that your own cell phone camera. You should have two cameras running if you can swing it.
But the reason the police should not have badge cams is because badge cams cost money.
Okay.
And you have to steal that money first in order to give it to the police officer.
Somebody decided to steal money to give the police officer a paycheck in the first place. If you're going to pay somebody to do a particular job, you should outfit them with the tools to allow them to do the job in the best way possible.
How about this, Johnny Ray? We sell the police guns and use the proceeds from selling their pistols or whatever, their machine guns, use the proceeds to buy the cameras.
Yeah, I could definitely go along with that.
Ian, you get to sell their shoes, too?
Sell all the ammunition while you're at it. I mean, they could definitely cover some camera systems if they sold all their guns.
There's any number of improvements you could make to all the police departments around the country. The only way to determine, the only environment that can determine whether those improvements are actually improvements is to have a real free market in protection services.
No doubt.
Everything else is just your opinion. It's just your opinion and your opinion. The market can have these opinions fight against each other, and the one that does the most and the best for the consumer always wins in the free market.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could make the argument that Beta should have beaten VHS back in the 1980s, but you know, VHS did come out victorious, and arguably it was not as good of a format as Beta. But the market does decide generally, I think, for the best over time. And I'm with you, man. Let's have market protection services. But in the meantime, between now and then, I'm not going
to
say
no to
Amazon.
In the meantime, now and then, let's not give any lip service to the idea that the police can be improved without changing their fundamental problem, which is the fact that they do not have to do anything for you in order to get your money.
Well,
that's a problem.
Rialto, California installed these chest cams, these police cams, and they had an 80% drop in complaints about use of force and a 66% drop in, they had an 80% drop of complaints about police brutality and a 66% drop in uses of force. So that says to me that two out of the three times cops were using force, that they were not justified, and that four out of the five people who complained about police brutality were full of crap.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, all of those numbers could be full of crap. They could be real, but those effects could be temporary until the police department learns how to work around that particular little obstacle.
Well, I think you probably what you have in Rialto is a police chief who wanted to institute something like this. Mm-hmm. And when you have that motivated and passionate leader who, you know, you're talking about a, you know, It often creates a situation where, you know, you've got this one guy who's really, you know, he's really going to push something through. That really works. When you sort of, you know, give a top-down mandate, it usually isn't as successful. But I do think it's going to be an improvement. I just don't think that that it's ever going to be perfect.
Well, Johnny Ray, look, there are ways to make the government police better in their current form. Right now we have the government monopoly. They are the only option. Sure, you can hire your own private protection services on top of them, I suppose. But for the most part, the government monopolizes this particular task in society. And they don't do a very good job with it because, as you pointed out, they are funding themselves immorally. They're using the threat of violence to guarantee a budget for themselves next year, even if they're violent with people, even if they treat people poorly, even if they are insulting to people. I mean, that guy, you know, yeah, okay, he got arrested and everything, but that's pretty rare that a police officer will receive that level of punishment for, you know, being rude to somebody and, in this case, slapping him ultimately. In a lot of cases, cops get away with murder, and that's very frustrating. If, for instance, we didn't have a war on drugs, I think we'd have a friendlier police populace. If the police weren't trained to look at people as the enemy, you know, separate themselves from the people that they're supposedly serving, then we'd have a friendlier police officer. And there have, you know, been in the past, you know, friendlier officers. I mean, there's certainly some of the old timers in the departments today. They're frustrated by some of the new blood, these young kids coming in and just basically wanting to be badge heavies and throw their weight around and hurt people. So not all cops are, you know, vicious criminals and bad guys. Many of them think they're doing the right thing, even though you and I disagree with how they're approaching things. I think bringing cameras to the situation brings some level of accountability that they don't have today. But again, you can't count on them to do it. You need to bring your own camera into the situation. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case, normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Those toll-free numbers brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about your online privacy, you really need to take a moment to look into ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their free application for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. Even Linux users can get set up with ProXPN, although the process is a little different for Linux users. Anyway, what they do is they encrypt your data connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer be able to snoop on what you're doing. They're probably saving all of your surfing history right now, that is your ISP, maybe keeping that history for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening by going and downloading the ProXPN software, proxpn.com/FTL. And then when you're ready to upgrade with ProXPN, again, they've got a free account, but you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, all with their premium account. And you can get access to that by using code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then 50 as in 50% off of the price of the annual account. That breaks the price down to about $5 a month, and that's proxpn.com/FTL, plus that code FTL50 gets you that savings for the lifetime of the account. So keep that in mind. Also, you can save more with code FTLBTC, and pay in Bitcoin, you'll get 62% off the annual account price that way. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use code FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here tonight, whether you want to comment on police abuse, recording the police, police cameras. Those are the places we've gone thus far. Plus, it's Veterans Day. We'll come back around to that topic in a moment. But first, Bobby is in Lakeland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bobby.
Yeah, the cops were just knocking on my door. I'm at a motel, and the cops are knocking on my door, and they just stopped, and they're outside now, and I don't know what I should do. I've been smoking a little bit of pot, but I mean, I haven't been noisy or nothing, and I don't know if they can come and they get a key to my room. I don't know what I should do, because right now I'm just kind of stayed down in the bathroom, and I don't know if I should answer, if I should go out, if I should just not answer, or what I should do.
Well, okay. I'm not a lawyer.
I have no clue.
I've got some ideas. I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice. But generally, I wouldn't recommend answering the door for the police. I mean, it's generally a bad idea. It's certainly gotten me into trouble in the past. And if you answer the door for the police, then there's a good chance they're going to push their way inside and or claim to smell marijuana. If you have indeed been smoking cannabis in the room, if the door is open, they'll have a much larger legitimacy to claim. They could claim they smell the pot anyway and then use that as their excuse to come into the room by force. But if they're knocking on the door, that probably means they don't have any probable cause to actually come into the room by force. They don't have a warrant. They want you to come and chat with them so they can talk you into some sort of a criminal charge, come up with some evidence against you. And so you open the door up, they're going to be able to peek in, they might see the bong sitting out, you know, whatever it is. The more evidence they can garner against you, the worse off you're going to be. So the best thing you can do, in my opinion, and it's not a legal one, is to ignore them. And not
I don't
talk
see that
them.
You have any obligation to answer the door.
You do not.
Yeah, somebody knocking on a door, that doesn't obligate you to answer it.
They can shout, but you don't have to talk to them.
Yeah, I was going to say that Barry Cooper's advice was always to, what he did was he would talk to them through the door and say, if you have a warrant, go ahead and bust the door down.
Mm.
But I suppose in this case, they would, if they had a warrant, they would simply go. They would be able to get a key, so they don't need to bust the door down, and you don't need to tell them that. I would just sit tight.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. If you also have some sort of recording device, it would be a good idea to have that handy and or already be recording, so that way you can catch anything that that is said or yelled through the door. And, Bobby, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all I was working. I'll call you guys and let you know what happens. I'm just going to stay low right here in the bathroom.
All right. Good luck, man. Good luck. I don't know if it's a true story, but if it is,
it was well done.
That's what you want to consider. And whether it's your hotel room or whether it's your home, if it's or an RV, that can technically be considered your home. If you are in your home, then you've got greater protections. It's not the same as if you are driving somewhere. If you're driving somewhere, then they still have to get permission to search if they don't have probable cause. But you're in a much greater danger if you're just a driver, because as a driver, they can demand that you identify yourself. You do have to interact with them to that extent, typically, in most places. Again, I'm not a lawyer. This isn't
you're on
legal
their
advice.
Road at that point.
Yeah, this isn't legal advice. You've essentially consented to interacting with them at the bare minimum by handing them your driver's license. You don't have to speak to them. I'd like to make that clear. If you're on the road and they demand your license and registration, or license, registration, and insurance, depending on which state you're in, then you've no obligation to acknowledge them with words, but you do generally have the obligation, as I understand it, to hand those things to the officer. You can just keep your lips zipped and quietly hand those things to the officer. You don't even have to make eye contact with them if you don't want to. But if you're in your home, whether it's your apartment, your home, somebody else's home, there's really nothing you can benefit. There's not much you can gain from answering the door for the police, unless you've called them there, unless you're the one who invited them there for some reason, which also is a very dangerous thing to do, because, again, you never know which officers are going to be dispatched. You don't know if they're going to be psychopath nut jobs who are going to attack you physically or ultimately arrest you, even though you thought they were going to arrest somebody else at the residence. So you got to use caution. These guys are very, very dangerous, and many of them are
potentially.
Not, yeah, many of them are not there to help you out. You know, if they're banging on your hotel room door, they're probably not there to make your acquaintance and have invite you out to coffee. Not that you'd want to do that anyway, because then they'd probably just be trying to gather information about you. Almost every time you're talking to the police...
It's their job to put people in jail.
Right. Almost every time you're talking to the police, you should presume they are conducting an investigation about you. And you can ask them, officer, are you conducting an investigation? Now, they don't necessarily have to tell you the truth when they answer your questions, because they can legally lie to you, but in many places you can't legally lie to them. So better to not put yourself into a position in which you might be tempted to lie to a police officer.
Right. So this guy who's hiding in his hotel room, in the bathroom, you know, maybe this is true, maybe it's not, but I don't think what can they do to compel you to answer the door? I don't think they have you're legally compelled to answer the door under any circumstances.
I don't believe you are either. Again, please correct me if you think we're wrong about this. We're not legal experts, but, whether it's you're having a party, a college or high school party, or just, you know, an adult party or whatever, the real problem can be other people answering the door who don't know their rights. So he's alone in a hotel room. He can control himself. But if he were there with a friend who doesn't know about the police, and they're intimidated by the police, and they're afraid of what might happen if they don't answer the door because the police are out there yelling and they're demanding that you open it up, because they can yell whatever the hell they want to at you. They can try to intimidate you into opening the door, absolutely. Sure. So if you're there with somebody who doesn't have the sort of legal chops to deal with the police in that way, that can make things difficult.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, because if they crack and they go and they answer the door, they can let the cops in. And it doesn't matter if, let's say, it's your home. As I understand it, so correct me if I'm wrong about this, if you're in your hotel room, you're the one who's rented the room, you're the one with the key, doesn't matter. Your friend can go and open that door and let those cops in if your friend is there and you're not. Now, if you're there and your friend's there and then the friend opens the door and you say, get out of here, that would present an interesting legal situation. I suspect the cops would legally be able to search if they were allowed or to come in if one participant in the home allows them inside. I believe that is the case. That one I'm a little murky on.
I think if you're there and you're the name on the lease, as it were, that mm-hmm. you still have controlling interest and you might be able to tell them to go away, but I don't know.
Maybe. You're stepping into some what I would call murky legal territory in that particular case. So better to have all of your associates and your friends on the same page about how to deal with the police. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live and bring up whatever's on your...
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 colorful blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0700. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 0700.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. If you like what we're doing, then you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go and get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. Free Talk Live just gets a cut when you enter through our affiliate links there at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Officer Glanz. Yes, that's actually his last name, G-L-A-N-S. He's been a law enforcement officer for almost 3 decades, and now he is no longer a law enforcement officer, which is a fairly rare thing to see a police officer get fired. The sheriff in Saratoga County, New York, issued this press release yesterday, actually. I'm going to give you an excerpt from it here. They had gotten the video that shows Officer Glanz allegedly hitting a young man that he was accosting, verbally accosting, and then physically attacking on a traffic stop. The young man apparently had a rifle, allegedly, in the back seat of his car.
Which is strange stuff in the state of New York that's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm interested in hearing from somebody who's in New York, because it's always been my understanding that New York has some terrible gun laws. It would seem to me that having a rifle in New York is usually cause for a search, but maybe I'm wrong about that. I mean, I must be wrong about that. Maybe having a rifle is legal in your car, but not a handgun? I'm just grasping at straws here, because New York,
you got to be able to transport your rifle somehow, right?
Yeah, well, we're right. So anyway, it was in the middle of this conversation that the man, Officer Glanz, threatens and then attacks the young man, and ultimately threatens to S down his neck.
Head off, down your neck.
Because that's the kind of quality officer that he is. Now, of course, being embarrassed by having this recorded, Sheriff Zerlo, Michael Zerlo, has spoken out in the form of a press release saying they immediately launched a thorough investigation upon being notified of this video evidence. They worked through the weekend and conducted multiple interviews with all parties involved. As a result, criminal charges have been filed against officer or former officer Sean R. Glanz for the following: official misconduct, a Class A misdemeanor, harassment, second degree, violation. Mr. Glanz, accompanied by his attorney, was arraigned already on this and has been released on his own recognizance to appear at a later date. According to Sheriff Zerlo, quote, the actions of Sheriff Glanz, or Sergeant Glanz, rather, both as a police officer and a supervisor, was completely inappropriate and unwarranted and not condoned in any fashion by the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office. His actions served no purpose in the furtherance of the investigation that he was conducting and have greatly undermined the public trust of this agency. His actions in this incident are not a reflection of the quality, professional service provided by other members of the Sheriff's Office on a daily basis. I wish to thank the members of the community who brought this matter to light and who participated openly and honestly in the investigation. Further, Sean R. Glanz is no longer employed by the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office or the County of Saratoga, having tendered his resignation. So he actually wasn't fired. He quit.
Asked to resign.
Yeah. Prior to a statutorily required suspension/termination hearing. So rather than go through the termination hearing, he decided to resign.
And get a job with the police department somewhere else in New York State.
Well, now that's a cynical thing to say, Johnny Ray, but it's based on evidence. There's a lot of of evidence that bad cops who actually do lose their jobs in some departments will end up hired elsewhere, and a lot of times the word doesn't get around, you know, until much later that, oh, crap, this officer's got a history of abusing people in a different part of the state. That's not uncommon. So you may be right in your prediction.
And I would like to add that this outcome has very little to do with the black and white of the law and whatever misdemeanors Officer Glanz may have committed, and has everything to do with the personalities of the people involved and the relationship between Officer Glanz, Sergeant Glanz, and the sheriff. If they were really, if those relations were really good and the two, and Glanz fit in really well and was well liked,
they'd have covered for him.
They'd have covered for him.
This is a pretty bad video, though, Johnny Ray. I mean, this is a hard one to just blow off. It's pretty clear this cop slaps the dude in the video. Had the cop just been mouthing off, they would probably be able to get away with saying, well, we've given him a stern finger shucking and told him he's been a naughty boy. They probably could get away with, like, an internal punishment if he were just mouthy to the guy. But because he actually hits this man, he slaps the guy. That is, I think, you know, that they got caught red-handed, and they had to do something more. Now, ultimately, the cop's probably going to take a plea deal, and he won't likely have to sit any time in jail on this. So the actual punishment will probably be much less than what people are hoping for in this particular case. So they'll kind of cover for him that way, in that if you and I, of course, were to slap a cop, we'd be hit with felony charges of assaulting a police officer. So obviously there's still that differential, you know, that double standard where the police are treated better than the average person. That I think will be on display and already is on display in this particular case. But I don't think they could have avoided – I don't think they would have been able to get away with, like, a paid vacation for this guy during an investigation.
Well, let me put it another way. The actions of the sheriff's department are serving the sheriff's department, and the purpose
sure.
the purpose of expelling Sergeant Glanz is for the benefit of the sheriff's department. It's
absolutely
not, it's not at all to help the people of Saratoga County. Their interests are they're secondary. They're incidental to anything else that might happen. It's just that they'll be the sheriff's office will be able to save a little face and do their business a little easier by getting rid of Glanz, but it's not really because they're trying to serve the people of Saratoga County.
Yeah, I think that's totally the case.
Yeah, Milton Friedman, I watched a video from him, I think it was yesterday, basically talking about how the system's salvageable because you can get the right – you don't have to have the right politicians. You just have to put enough outward pressure on them. And I think that's what you're sort of speaking to here, Johnny Ray, is that this was from outward pressure. It's not from
– Yeah, it's CYA. Yeah. This is them, you know, covering their butts. This is them trying to regain whatever respect they had in the community, which of course has been has been losing over time. The more they do, the more they arrest peaceful people, the more they arrest people for open containers and other, you know, drugs and things like that that don't have a victim, these so-called crimes with no victim, the more they destroy their reputation with people. And so this is just a desperate PR attempt. There's no doubt about that. But having cameras is what made this possible. The young man who recorded his friend in this case, if it weren't for him, this officer would still be on duty. In fact, I bet you, if you pulled up this officer's file, if I were in Saratoga, New York, I would want to go and pull this officer's file and find out how many complaints had been issued against this particular officer. Because I guarantee you, he's got a history of people complaining against him, but no video of any of those incidents happening. And so, therefore, he had been getting covered for years, likely. This guy was on the force for 30 years. I'm sure this wasn't the first time that he used a little bit of extra force that wasn't necessary and mouthed off to somebody. It's just the first time it got caught.
You're just assuming he's a D-head because his last name is Lance.
Yeah. Oh, it's not an assumption, Mark. I mean, it's, you know, you don't get to be in this position for that long, and that's your first night where you treat somebody like that. That's just not how people are. You know, this guy has an attitude, and when he was talked to by the Times Union, he admitted he'd do the same thing over again. He wasn't even repentant for what he did. To him, that's part of his job, is to treat, you know, 20-somethings with total disrespect and threaten to S down their necks.
There's a certain level of evidence for that position, that is their job.
So you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've been on RT a couple of times talking about this cameras issue with police having cameras and, you know, sort of being there as a part of copblock.org, as that was the reason I was invited on to the show. And the point that I think is the most important point to make is that people, even if you get the police department where they get these cameras, like, because some police departments are in favor of these because it does help protect the police against lies by the people they're, you know, trying to arrest. If you get this in your area, don't get all complacent, because what Johnny Ray said earlier can be true, where their footage mysteriously disappears. So you've got to have your own cameras. You can't just, figure the police have it covered. You've got to have your own dash cam. And there's no reason not to. They're affordable. If the dash cam is going on your dash and you've got a cell phone camera going at the same time, then if one of your cameras gets smashed, the other one would maybe have recorded that.
I've got one on my car, freedomcam.net.
Plus, the dash cam will also protect you in an accident situation because you'll have evidence for what happened before the crash and what happened during the crash, things like that. There's so many reasons to have a camera with you and on you and on at all times in your vehicle. 855-450-FREE. More about Veterans Day coming up next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labbé is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini-library you don't want to be without.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.